From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The European Union wants Arab help in fighting terrorism. The European Union says it plans to launch counter-terrorism projects with Turkey and Arab nations in the coming weeks. European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels to negotiate anti-terror measures following the attacks in Paris and Belgium this month. Saila Hennessy reports.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says Europe needs to confront terror threats on all fronts.
The threat is not only the one we faced in Paris, but also spreading in many other parts of the world, starting from Muslim countries, and we need to strengthen our way of cooperating together.
Following Monday's meeting, ministers said they're looking at specific projects to launch with key countries, including Turkey, Egypt, Yemen, Algeria, and the Gulf countries. Saila Hennessy for VOA News, London.
Yemen's government says Houthi militia surrounded the prime minister's residence in the capital Monday, hours after agreeing to a truce meant to end a day of fighting between government forces and the rebels. A government spokesman says Prime Minister Khaled Baha was inside the Republican palace at the time. Any Houthi demands were not immediately made public. Earlier in the day, Houthi forces attacked the prime minister's convoy as it left the presidential palace. He escaped without injury. Ukraine's prime minister says there is indisputable evidence Russia's government continues to send military personnel and equipment to support separatists in their fight against Kiev. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the country's military intelligence service had confirmed manpower and equipment had been sent into Ukraine from Russia. Earlier Monday, Ukrainian military spokesman Andrei Lysenko said some 700 Russian troops had crossed into Ukraine. This is VOA News. The Cameroon military says at least 24 hostages who were seized by militant group Boko Haram have been freed. The military spokesman said Monday that troops rescued the hostages as they chased the militants in far northern Cameroon. Reports indicate that at least some of the hostages escaped or were intentionally freed. Boko Haram is still holding between 30 and 50 people kidnapped Sunday in a cross-border raid from Nigeria. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo used live rounds and tear gas Monday to break up protests against a proposed law that could delay national elections. Opponents say the law requiring completion of a national census before elections would allow President Joseph Kabila to remain in office past the end of his term late next year. Thousands of people turned out in the streets of Kinshasa Monday, responding to a call from opposition parties for demonstrations. Eyewitnesses say at least one person was hurt. Pakistan is banning the Haqqani Network, a militant outfit allied to the Afghan Taliban, but it's not yet official. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Government officials told VOA the decision to ban the Haqqani Network will be formally announced at an appropriate time, but did not provide details. Officials say the move is one outcome of the talks that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held with Pakistani leaders during his visit to the country last week. Pakistani authorities are also linking Kerry's visit with the U.S. decision last week to designate the fugitive leader of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, Mullah Fazlullah, as a global terrorist. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pakistani officials say a suspected U.S. drone strike killed at least four militants in northwestern Pakistan. Monday's strike targeted a Taliban compound in North Waziristan along the Afghan border. The account, however, cannot be independently corroborated. Iran says one of its generals was killed in an airstrike in Syria attributed to the Israeli military. General Mohammad Al-Adadi, a former brigade commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard, died in Sunday's attack, along with six members of the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. The Revolutionary Guard says General Al-Adadi was in Syria to advise President Bashar al-Assad's government on how to counter Islamic State militants. Media reports say the United States infiltrated North Korea's computer systems years ago and used this capability to determine Pyongyang was responsible for the recent cyber attack on Sony Pictures. Indonesian investigators say they have found no evidence of terrorism in last month's Air Asia plane crash. The head of a 10-member investigative team says that no threats were found in the cockpit voice recordings of the plane that vanished from radar screens December 28th. All 162 people on board were killed in the crash. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.